Canyon Lake Hawks have it at their... Canyon Lake has it at the 12-yard line of Wimberley now as we begin the fourth period. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 13-13. Fulton brings him to the line of scrimmage. He will turn and give it to Ruff up the middle, and he powers his way down near the 10-yard line. They're going to say he's at the 9-yard line, actually, and that will move the chains again for Canyon Lake. It'll be first down and goal now for the Hawks. See if the Texans defense can toughen up here as Canyon Lake has really put together a powerful drive here late in the third period and on into the fourth period. Ball at the 9. Give it to Ruff again up the middle. Not much running room, though. May have gotten a yard to the 8, but that's it. Second down and goal.
Yeah, another good play right there by Matt Mitchell, stopping him. Really, it's going to be no gain. In fact, it looks like he almost lost half of the yard. But a good job right there on first down. Again, like you said, it's a situation where they do have a field goal kicker, 13-3. They obviously got some confidence in him, or they wouldn't have kicked him earlier. So a
no doubt.
Big series right here if you're the Wimberley Texans. If you can hold them to 3 from the 9-yard line, you're doing pretty well.
Second down and goal. Back to throw. Looking in the end zone. Throwing and incomplete. That wasn't anywhere close to being complete in the end zone. So now it's third down and goal from the 9.
Yeah, Chacon wouldn't even turn around right there. Coming off of the right side. Hadn't even turned around, and the ball was thrown behind him. But a good throw, and it's a touchdown.
What have they thrown, 3 or 4 passes here tonight? Not many.
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 at the most. I'm going to say 4.
So third down and goal here. Clock stopped right at 11 minutes remaining in the ball game.
Do you dare throw that second down pass if it's not 4 down territory here?
Well, we'll see. Turn and the give up the middle. It's going to be Ruff, I believe, fighting his way inside the 5. He gets it to the 3 now, and it's going to be 4th down. This is fun, Jared.
Man, that was a big hit. He was carrying people, and he got, I'm not sure who came in through it, but, man, that was a lick right there.
It's basically an extra point if you want to kick it, but I don't think they're going to kick it.
Yeah, with the missed extra point earlier, no, they're bringing the kicker out.
Well, let's see. They're going to have to. Play clock is at 18.
The kicker's out there, 21.
Here we go. It's Trenton Lorette is the kicker, but let's see if they line up, and they're not going to kick. They're going to go for it from the 3. Fourth down and goal for Canyon Lake. Pitch left. Luttrell, he's going toward the end zone.
No,
he's
sir.
Not going to make it. Wimberley has held a goal line stand for the Texans. Texans will take over.
And number 34, Matt Mitchell, on the outside. The pitch, really, we haven't seen that yet. We've usually seen the handoff right up in the middle and the turnover on downs because Matt Mitchell runs parallel and is just faster than the guy. When you see that large man, 6'1", 6'2", bearing down on you and he's gaining, you don't have a whole lot of options, and they actually lose 2 yards. Huge turnover by the Wimberley Texans right here. Momentum change again as they were slowly losing that time of possession battle. 10 minutes left and the ball in your hands.
Lorette could not get to the pylon. Ran out of room. Now it's Texan football. Ball at the 5-yard line. First down. The give is to Carruthers up the middle, and why not? But he's popped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be second down now and 10.
Yeah, and this is that area, again, I talked about earlier. Seems like we haven't been getting a whole lot of zip on those outside passes. JoJo just hadn't had that pop. You and I have seen it so many times where he gets it out of his hand, dead on a line to Krebs, to Stover. We've seen Stover be his main man tonight. Him and Stover have connected many times, but just not on a whole lot of huge plays.
No.
So is this one of those plays where you just continue to give the ball to Moss and you know that he's had a successful night running with people?
Sure. They've given him a yard, though, so he's to the 5, flip it out right side, caught by Stover. Right sideline, he's near the first down marker, out near the 15-yard line. Quick little pass. See where they mark it.
That play had a lot more zip on it. You see there was no balloon to the throw at all whatsoever.
Right.
And that ball's thrown hard. Stover's got an opportunity to get up there, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 10.
Okay.
Got to get to the 14, almost to the 15 for the first down. So this is going to be third down and a long 4. Boy, this would be a great third down to convert here if you're a Wimberley Texan.
Do you dare take the opportunity right here and go long?
Kipras is to the left of JoJo Weeks. Well, we'll see. Going to flip it out right side. It's caught. First down. It's Mann on that far sideline. He gets it out to the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Texans. That's huge, Jared.
Yeah, Wyatt's had single coverage. We saw it earlier with the 39-yard touchdown pass. He's kind of almost been forgotten up there. He's got two catches on the night. First 39 touchdown, 39-yard touchdown. Second one, a huge first down, gain of 10 or 11, 8, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't counting, to be honest with you. But huge play up on the top side, 21, Wyatt Mann.
Ball is at the 21-yard line now. New set of downs for the Texans. Clock continues to run. 8:18 left to play in the ball game. Tie score at 13. Texans with the ball, though. Give it up the middle. It might have been Kipras, but he's going to be popped right after getting the handoff. Lost a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, it was Kipras. Just a different style runner than Moss. We saw Kipras have the huge success on that screen pass earlier where he was able to slip through. Moss has had a lot more success running the ball right there, so they're bringing Carruthers back into the game here. And this may be that chance that we've talked about to run Gavin deep, and we've – I think both you and I and Zach's been up here, too. Zach's standing up now. He's ready for this game.
Yeah.
You guys are standing up. I'm lazy, so I'm sitting down. But
right.
This may be that opportunity to take that deep shot for Gavin.
Second down and 12.
Timeout.
Timeout now. Let's see who called it. Wimberley called the timeout. 7:31 left to play. Tie score 13 apiece. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is provided by Stevens and Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Second down and 12 now for the Texan offense. Ball at the 19-yard line. See if the Texans can keep this going now with a tie score. Back to throw is Weeks.
He's
looking
open.
Long. He's open over the middle. It's caught by Martinez. First down out to the Wimberley 43-yard line. Move the chains again for the Texans.
I said it just a second ago. This may be that opportunity. And then what they did right there is they brought Martinez and they motioned him back in basically as a wingback right there, snuck him inside of an outside block off of the tight end and just right up the middle seam. And free safety against Gavin Martinez is not a matchup that you want if you're Canyon Lake. And Gavin Martinez is going to win that one the majority of the time.
And Weeks threw a strike too there, Jared. Boy,
yeah.
He threw that one right on the numbers. Ball at the 45-yard line, first and 10. Give to Kipras, looking for running room. No running room whatsoever. May have lost a yard, actually, and it'll be second down and 11 as the clock runs inside of 7 minutes to go.
And if you're Wimberley, the clock is really no matter to you whatsoever. If you take 5.5 minutes off of the clock and
so what?
You go
yeah.
down to kick a field goal or score, you and I have talked about so many times this year, special teams will come into play at some point. Coles, this kicker, has had a lot of confidence. We've seen him so many times. Other than the fumbled snap a minute ago, he's perfect on the year so far. Could come into play right here.
No doubt. Second down and 11. Weeks reversed to Stover. He's got blockers. 45-50 outside. 45-40. Right sideline. 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown, Wimberley. 56 yards. No flags.
Now,
well, let's see. Wait a minute. Did they throw one on the far sideline, or they're
no.
saying he stepped out of bounds, aren't they?
Now, and I'm going to bring it up again here because I got to tell you.
At the 14-yard line.
The stripe ref, when Stover went into the end zone, the ref was on the 48-yard line, and he's going to tell me that he's going to walk all the way down and mark it on the 25, 15-yard line. He saw it from the 47-yard line. It's beyond me.
Well, he has real good eyesight.
Yeah, apparently, because it took him. Stover was celebrating before he even made it down to the 15. So
they're going to spot it at the 14-yard line. First down and 10 for the Texan offense. Big play. Faked the reverse. Weeks rolling left. Throwing left and incomplete. Oh, he had Carruthers wide open in the left flat. And now Weeks is frustrated that he missed him, and a flag on the play. This might be holding against Canyon Lake there, Jared. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be holding. No, it's Wimberly holding Wimberly. I thought they might have held up Carruthers. Instead, they're going to back it up another 10 yards.
To everybody's surprise, the home side lineman throws a holding flag.
See where they're going to mark this off now. 6:02 left to play. Weeks had Carruthers wide open and just kind of threw it behind him. JoJo was frustrated with that pass, but wouldn't have mattered if they called holding. They're going to put it down at the Canyon Lake 29, it looks like. It'll be first down now. They got to get to the 4-yard line to get a first down, so it's first down and 25 if this is where they're going to mark it.
How is a holding penalty? I was about to say, how is a 10-yard holding penalty a 14-yard walk-off?
Well, I thought maybe they were spotting it from the spot of the
Well, they called it on Gavin.
Foul.
Gavin's on the line, so at worst it's going to be second or first and 20, and they're going to say it's first and 19. So, again, the lineman decides to walk it off, and oh, he's going to take a couple more steps back now.
First down, it's first down and 20 as they put it at the 24-yard line. Weeks now shotgun. Texans trying to take the lead. Tie score. Flips it out right side. Far sideline to Stover, who is pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 4.
There's a flag.
Late flag. It looked like a Canyon Lake player and Stover were kind of connected over there, and Stover was trying to step out of the tackle. See what the call is here.
For the Canyon Lake Hawks, the young man just continued to push him, and Stover tried to kind of get off of him. I can imagine that there were some words said, and it's usually the guy that's the last one that gets the penalty, and this is going to be a personal foul against Canyon Lake right here.
It looked like, well, it doesn't make you feel good about the fact that they're talking about this a long time.
That's true. We could never
that's
know.
That's kind of bothersome. We'll see what the call is. It looked like Stover was trying to get out of the tackle, and why in the world the official is calling the linesman
from the far
from
side.
This side over. And now a very late flag as the official looks at the Wimberly huddle. And these officials, they appear to have lost control of the game. Unsportsmanlike conduct is called against Canyon Lake. And now they're going to call it unsportsmanlike against Wimberly.
So it's against Canyon Lake.
And somebody is also going to get ejected from Canyon Lake. And then an unsportsmanlike call against Wimberly. So
it's a 15-yard penalty, basically. After a 30-yard walk-off and a 50-yard return, it's going to be.
Well, let's see where it's ultimately going to be marked. Now, for whatever reason, the Canyon Lake defense is at their 5-yard line, but they're going to mark this off.
Well, it has to be the second 15-yard penalty has to be a half the distance to the goal. So the lineman that has already stepped off the penalty is wrong already, but that's okay. I guess we'll start again.
And I'm going to tell you how I perceived that. It looked like that second unsportsmanlike call against Wimberly was somebody said something. Somebody probably said to the ref, man, you guys got to get an idea of what's going on at some point in this ball game or something along those lines.
Yeah,
at any rate, Wimberly got flagged.
Why is he running with the ball back?
Now they're going to spot it. Let's see where they're going to spot it. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 21-yard line,
Okay, what was the original line of scrimmage?
And it'll be first and, well, I thought it was going to be first and 17. They're resetting the chains. I'm not really sure why they're doing that. They're giving Wimberly a first down here.
How is that?
And it's going to be first and 10.
I don't understand a 15-yard penalty marked off, two 15-yard penalties marked off, and then a single 15-yard against Wimberly is a 2-yard penalty overall?
I think
they on the 23?
I think Charles Drum is asking that very same question. He's like, what's going on?
Look at him. He just throws his hand. That's the Canyon Lake coach throwing his hand and saying, you know what? Nobody has any clue what's going on, so we'll just play the ball game.
First down and 10 now. Back to football. Texans with the ball. Tie score at 13. 5:56 remaining. Weeks looking long. Looking over the middle to the end zone. It's caught. Caught for a touchdown. Stover, number 15, has caught the ball in the end zone for 21 yards. And the Texans have the lead.
What a great catch right there. Good throw. JoJo ends up taking basically a five-step drop out of a shotgun. So if you can imagine, he's about 12 yards back from the line of scrimmage. So that does give him that little bit of time that he needs. And he throws a bullet. Cade Stover lays out in the end zone to catch the ball. Huge, huge, huge touchdown right there for the Wimberley Texans with 5:48 left on the clock.
Speaking of huge, this extra point is too. Coles' kick is up and it is good. 5:48 remaining in the football game. Our score, Wimberley 20, Canyon Lake 13. Texans football will continue after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
.548 remaining in the football game. The Texans have taken the first lead, their first lead of the night. On the Stover 21-yard touchdown reception on the strike from JoJo Weeks. 20-13 our lead for Wimberley, and now the Texans will kick off. It's a line drive kickoff. It's going to go into and out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So we will see if the Texans' defense can hold strong here, Jared. And frankly, the Texans' defense was reeling early in the game, but you got to give them credit. They haven't allowed a point since the second quarter.
Yeah, they've really stepped up. They've played fantastic right there. And I got to tell you, even from Cole's standpoint, to kick that ball through the back of the end zone, you don't even give the opportunity to Canyon Lake, who we've seen can be dynamic on the ground. Those little things are what wins you close ball games.
25-yard line, first and 10 for Canyon Lake. Give it up the middle. I believe that's rough, and he will step off about 5 to the 30. It'll be second down and 5. All three of their timeouts remain for Canyon Lake. So they've got plenty of time here to try to tie the score. 5.5 minutes left to play. Second down and 5. Rupp again with the carry up the middle. He's near the first down marker. I think they're going to spot it close enough to give him the first down. Yeah, they're going to move the chains. They've got it at the 35-yard line. Problem with this running offense when you're behind, Jared, is there's no room for error. You better make positive yards every time because you're not getting them in big chunks.
Well, and you're exactly right. And at this point right now, the clock's not your friend.
No, it's not your friend.
Clicking down at 5 minutes right now is not on your side.
Give up the middle to Ruff again, and he has popped hard after pushing forward for 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6.
Again, hit by number 34, Matt Mitchell. How many times have we called his name tonight? Big-time plays. Big-time players come up in big times, and that's a young man right there that's he's having a heck of a game out there.
Second down and 6. Boy, it's been a physical game tonight, too. Turn and the give to St. John up the middle. He's got about 3 yards out to the 43-yard line, but it's going to be third down and 2 now for Canyon Lake. Obviously, the Hawks are in four-down territory from here on out now.
Oh, yeah.
Trailing at 20-13.
And I'm going to call it right here. We got third and 2, and number 84, Caden Kowalski's out there in the linebacker position, and that young man has got athlete all in him. He could make a big play right here. That was a trick play. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was. He kind of spun around, but whistles blew prior to the snap. It's going to be motion against Canyon Lake. Boy, that's a huge penalty, Jared.
Yeah, that's one that if you're Canyon Lake, that's a killer, taking you back from third and three. All of a sudden now you're looking at third and eight. Wimberly has seen that little trick play that you just saw. I promise you the coaching staff sitting up in the box up here is calling down in the headsets right now and saying, hey, this is a play. But I got to tell you, I'm going to stick with him right here, number 84, Caden Kowalski. I'm going to call it and tell you that he's going to shut this play down. He's a strong, fast, I mean, he's a beast out there.
Ball at the 38-yard line, third down and eight. Inside handoff to Ruff. He's going to be brought down at the 40, and that'll bring up a fourth down and five now with 3:45 remaining in the game.
That's a huge, huge stop. Never making a pass. Hunter Moore right there on that defensive line. We talked about him earlier running down Fulton from the backside. They're going to bring in tall number 15 right here. Looks like he, I don't know who he is. I hadn't seen him a whole lot, but he got a possibility to maybe slip out. Kamen McDonough, he does have two receptions for 60 yards and two touchdowns.
Fourth down and five. Back to throw. Fulton over the middle. It's lobbed and incomplete. But flag on the play, and they're going to flag Wimberly for pass interference over the middle there. They're going to get Kent Kenyon. There was some contact.
Well,
I'm not sure the ball was catchable or not, but
I think they're going to call that. If they don't call this, that ball was tipped as it left the hands by the defensive end on the left-hand side down here.
I noticed that it wobbled. I didn't know if it was
tipped. It was tipped.
It was just a.
And so that's going to null and void a pass interference, but shocking.
Interference.
Don't see that.
Is going to be called against the Texans, so that'll give Canyon Lake a first down, and let's see where they mark it.
And I don't know if we should video Doug Warren. He's saying the same thing that I saw. That ball's tipped. He's asking the line judge to go out there and talk to him.
And they're going to throw a flag on Doug Warren, the head official. And the official now is emphatically walking over to the sideline, pointing his finger. I'm not sure why the official thinks that everybody came out here to see him officiate. But this is a bad time to start becoming thin-skinned if you're a white hat.
And it's not just Wimberly. We saw it earlier with the double unsportsmanlike conduct, and it's a if you're a referee, you should never be noticed in a game, and unfortunately this gentleman has been noticed all night long. This staff is, anyways, it is what it is.
They called the interference, and then they're going to call a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and this is going to mark it all the way down to the 38-yard line. It's been such a well-played game for both teams. You hate to see the officials play such a big role here so late in the game. But at any rate, ball at the 38-yard line. 3:15 remaining. Three timeouts. So plenty of time for Canyon Lake here. See if the Texans can stiffen here and keep the Hawks out of the end zone. Ball rest at the Texan 38. Fulton, the quarterback, gets him to the line of scrimmage quickly. St. John behind him. St. John's going to get the carry to the 35 and not much beyond that. In fact, that's where he's going to be pulled down. A gain of three. It'll be second down and seven. As they wait the play to be jogged into the huddle. Play clock, for some reason, just now started.
I was going to say
29 seconds. I'm not sure why it didn't start earlier.
Seems like he's given about 5 seconds extra every play.
Fulton, back to throw. Heavy pressure. Sacked back at the 43-yard line. And that's going to set up a third down and about 15 as they spotted at the 43-yard line.
And Hunter Moore coming up with another huge play right there as he just bull rushes through that left-hand side and takes his guy all the way back into Fulton to take him down. Huge loss right there, third and 15. Just a monster play up there on the front side by that Wimberly defense.
Third and 15. Clock is rolling at 2:02 left to play. Texans holding on to a 7-point lead. Fulton back to throw. Slips a little handoff up the middle. Texans not fooled, though. It's going to be, in fact, maybe a loss of a yard. Back to the 44-yard line, and now Canyon Lake will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, Texans 20, Canyon Lake 13. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Fourth down and 16 for Canyon Lake. The ball is at the Wimberley 44-yard line. Well, here's your ball game. See if the Texans can hold them. Texans leading it by 7. Canyon Lake with the football. Back to throw. Pressure. Fulton going to throw it left side, and it's going to be knocked away. Incomplete. And the Texans will take over with 1:42 to go.
I got to tell you, I'm absolutely shocked that we don't have a penalty flag. Hunter Benoli comes across on that outside man, makes a great play right there. Turnover on down to the Texans, exactly what they needed. Earlier we talked about it in the game. What was going to make a difference in this game was a defensive stop. Canyon Lake has just been, it's almost been impossible to stop their running game. They were forced to throw the ball this drive. Wimberley comes up. Huge play, Hunter Benoli. Huge turnover, Texans.
And on the incompletion, that play started at the 44-yard line. Texans will take over at the 43 after an incomplete pass.
Yeah,
go figure. Well, this is going to be a running play to Moss Carruthers. That's my prediction here with 1:42 left to play.
I'm not going to bet the farm against you.
Canyon Lake does have 2 timeouts remaining, so they'll stop the clock. Here's Carruthers. No gain up the middle. And quickly, Canyon Lake will take a timeout. Hey, if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community.
If you're Coach Warren, do you dare at this point dial up the bootleg run for JoJo Weeks?
And
if they're on him, just tell him basically slide down, take a knee, take the loss. But just to see and keep them honest, obviously everybody in the stadium, if they haven't figured it out yet, there's a 96% chance this is a run to Moss Carruthers. And if you don't know that yet, you probably should.
Yeah.
44 is going to get the ball.
And I would imagine when they huddled up on that sideline, they said, don't go out of bounds.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Do not go out of bounds. Now, Canyon Lake still has 1 more timeout, and they'll call it immediately after this play.
I'm going to say 97%, and then all of a sudden Moss isn't going to get the ball. Kipperus is going to get it.
Right.
I'm probably going to get phone calls or something.
No, they're going to throw it out right side to Stover. 45-50. He's got the first down on the far sideline. Stops the clock at 1:29. See where they end up spotting it. How about that, Doug Warren? He's more daring than you are, Jared.
I'm glad I didn't bet a steak dinner to anybody on that one. Holy moly.
No, you bet me a steak
I did?
Dinner. Yeah, you don't remember saying that, I guess.
Don't tell my wife, okay?
Ball is spotted.
Steaks are expensive.
That's right. Ball is spotted at the Canyon Lake 46-yard line.
Do we go double or nothing, 44, going to get the ball here?
I thought he went out of bounds, but they're running the clock.
He did go out of bounds. I saw him wave stop the clock.
And they moved the chains, but I guess they didn't stop the clock.
They're going to kneel it.
They're going to kneel it down, and that's going to be your ball game. The scoreboard says that they have 1 timeout remaining. And for the life of me, if they do, I'm not sure why they're not taking it, but I guess they don't.
Yeah, but I'm already getting the text messages. JJ,
how about that?
JoJo's older brother texts me, and with a big laughing out loud at me. 97% chance he gets the ball and he throws it.
And so, he throws it.
Yeah, I mean,
it was that 3% chance.
It's that never say 100%. I'm like a weatherman. It could rain. That's it could not rain. The sun may come up. It may not.
I'm never wrong. Weeks now will let the play clock run down to 2.
That's the ball game.
And he'll take the snap and kneel down, and that will end up being your ball game. How about that? The Wimberley Texans trailing it 13-0. They score the final 20.
They're going to call a timeout right now.
Yeah, they're going to call it with 13 seconds left. I'm surprised they didn't call it before.
I was going to say the same thing.
I don't understand.
If you don't call it immediately, there's zero purpose to call it right here. I got to tell you straight up, you've got one timeout left. Another kneel is going to end the ball game. If you don't call it immediately, there's no sense to even call it.
Well, the only thing I can think of is maybe they thought they were out of timeouts.
There's a huge one on the scoreboard over there showing
those scoreboards are wrong sometimes.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
true. And at any rate, it'll be third down now. I'm not sure what that means.
What is that?
Does that mean the final timeout or? I have no idea. He kind of pumped his fist.
That's usually what I do when I make a pretty good golf shot.
That's right. Yeah.
I pump my fist, but I don't tell it's on the defense.
It kind of looked like the Tiger Woods. I just made a 20-footer to win the tournament deal.
Let's
watch the line of scrimmage here. This thing might get a little testy here.
It is definitely going to.
13 seconds left.
They're shaking hands. It looks good.
All right. JoJo Weeks goes under center and takes the snap and will kneel down. And that will be your ball game. Clock is at 10, continues to run, and the Texans, again, trailing at 13-0. They managed to score the last 20 points of the game. Texans very happy on that far sideline, Jared. 20-13, our final. Texans have won it. We're back with our postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services, including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com.